Jack began to cough from the thick smoke filling his lungs. The great beast nudged him with its nose and inhaled deeply. Without warning, the lion let out a thunderous roar. The roar was so powerful that the force of it knocked Jack flat on his back. Lying on the blistering sand and surrounded by raging fire, Jack was sure he was about to die. Outside the tent, the world was chaos. Full night had fallen, and in the minutes after the fire erupted, a massive thundercloud broke overhead. Rain poured down and lightning streaked the sky. The dirt roads were quickly churned into mud as beast and human ran frantically in every direction. Parker stood in the midst of it in the pouring rain, his eyes fixed on the burning tent. The same man who'd carried him out of the tent stood beside him, holding him firmly by the shoulders. "I'm letting go of you now, but you need to promise you won't try to go back in there again," the man said gruffly. "I could have saved him," Parker cried. "I told you to put me down. I could have saved him. Boy, if I hadn't grabbed you when I did, you'd be as dead as he is. There is nothing you could have done." The man pointed his finger. "I need to go now. Don't do anything stupid." Without another word, he walked away. A beastly roar came from somewhere deep inside the burning tent, and as it sounded, Parker collapsed to his knees and wept. A short distance away, a tusked elephant ran past as men and women dove into the mud to get out of its way. An Arctic wolf trotted in the opposite direction, followed by an ape that seemed to be chasing an ostrich. Yet Parker barely noticed any of it. His attention was on the flames stretching into the night sky. "Parker! Jack! Where are you?" Parker stood slowly. "Parker! Jack! Do you hear me?" It was his mother's voice. She was alive. He wanted to call out to her, but how could he? Jack was dead because of him. Just as he was about to turn away, his mother caught his eye. "Parker! Son! I've been calling you! Didn't you hear me?" She ran over and threw her arms around him. "I'm so glad you're safe. I was worried about you." After a moment, she froze. Keeping her hands on his shoulders, she leaned back. "Where's your brother?" Her voice was quiet, though it still held the sound of an alarm. Parker opened his mouth, but no sound came. His mother's face shifted from alarm to horror as she dropped to her knees. Rain continued to pour down, and lightning streaked the night. Wild and exotic animals galloped and pranced all around, yet neither Parker nor his mother paid them any attention. Both just stared into the flames. After a long moment, his mother stood and placed a hand on his shoulder. "Your brother is not dead," she said, wiping tears from her eyes. "I will not believe it, and you mustn't either. He is the child of prophecy, and he will lead the awakened in the last battle."